I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
We're back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
There have been weeks this summer where Wednesday might mark the end of our work week. This is not one of those weeks. We are trucking along with teams of the day all the way through Friday, Marty.
And we have, some type of breaking news in the sports world. It has a little NHL related, as Carolina Hurricanes owner Tom Dundon has agreed to buy the Portland Trailblazer of the NBA. So kind of like Terry and Kim Pegula, you know, NFL, NHL, there's NBA, NHL connection there. And it's pretty funny because Shams of ESPN kind of tweeted that, and then the Carolina Hurricanes, a bunch of jerks that they are, and their social medias have been great. So he writes, NHL, Carolina Hurricanes, NHL owners, Tom Dundon agrees to buy. So they replied to the tweet by saying, why don't you at us next time? Meaning, like, don't just write it. Put our Twitter handle on there. So I love it. The bunch of jerks are going after the NBA insiders already.
In a related story, the Portland Trailblazers will now wear whatever jersey they want every single game of the regular season and playoffs, should they be so fortunate to get there.
The NBA does allow that a little bit more, so Dundon is probably going to fit in nicely because he does not like the NHL's, you know, restrictive mandate when it comes to home jerseys and away jerseys and third jerseys, whatever. He just wants to wear whatever he wants. He wants red helmets with white jerseys.
Yes.
He wants black helmets with white jerseys. He wants it all change all the time.
This is going to require the help of producer Jeff. It is a spontaneous question.
Ooh.
And I apologize because you might not
do I have
know
time
the
to
answer?
Run to the library and get the encyclopedia?
You have to ride
one.
Your bike
should
to
I,
the
should
library.
Should I Google it?
You can run if you want, but you have a bad knee, so I wouldn't encourage that. There is a huge change in Minnesota this year. The first time since they've been in the NHL, they have a different arena name.
Oh, okay.
What is it?
Well, it used to be called the XL Energy Center.
It has always been called the XL Energy Center.
And you went there and there was like lightning bolts and electricity through the building and whatever. I have no idea what their new name is going to be called. Not that I look for it. It's not something. But while producer Jeff is looking through his Google machine, the biggest question every year I have when I write down Minnesota Wild on my piece of paper and their team and their roster and all of that is, how do you spell Minnesota? Is it two N's? Is it two S's? Is it two T's? I never get it right. Minnesota is not like Mississippi, where it's easy to spell Mississippi. There's two of everything. But Minnesota, I am always confused as how to spell the darn state. I get it wrong every time.
Minnesota, the Wild, don't get it wrong too often when it comes to their quest for the playoffs.
No.
They have made the postseason 11.
Ooh, I got the new name, by the way.
You do, or producer Jeff does?
Well, I Googled it at the same time as he just put it. The Grand Casino Arena starting September 3rd. The grand, like that, this, I get there's money involved and I'm good. And look, KeyBank Center, right? We just had that big celebration. The deal, right? It, when the deal is over with KeyBank, it will be 20 years of partnership between the Sabres, the Bandits, the arena, and KeyBank Center and all of that.
No one's predicting it's ending after 10 more years.
Well, it won't, but it will be when this deal ends, it will be 20 years. Could be another 20 years after. But okay. XL Energy Center was awesome. It was a great building name. And now we're going to be like, welcome to the Grand Casino Arena. It just doesn't have the same buzz.
So Minnesota has made the playoffs 11 of the last 13 years.
Yes.
They have advanced past the second round not once in that time. In fact, they typically lose in the first round. There's been change over the years. Chuck Fletcher was there for a long time. Always made the playoffs. Just couldn't get any further. And now that's on Bill Guerin. And John Hines is the head coach. And he relieved a very high-ranking points percentage coach in Dean Evason, who you talked about when we talked about the Columbus Blue Jackets.
Man.
But you just rattled off a whole bunch of unflattering numbers for Minnesota in the first segment today. So, is this a Hines thing? Is it a roster construction thing? And what is Bill Guerin doing to help the roster, in your opinion? / how much concern do you have that the two arguably biggest deals, a Kaprizov extension and a next contract for Marco Rossi after his career year to close out his entry-level deal, are not done as we sit here on August 13th?
Yeah, so that's a concern. And I would think that Marco Rossi's contract will need to be figured out before Kaprizov, but if you ask me right now, like if I had to say which one is more important to the long-term viability of the franchise, I think it would be Kaprizov, right?
Like Rossi, by a lot. Rossi,
by a lot. Rossi's an RFA. It's not going anywhere. So, he can sit on the sideline a little bit, but if you you lose Kaprizov and he doesn't resign, it's going to be a lot of problem. Here's what Bill Guerin is trying to do. He's hoping that Kaprizov, Eriksson Ek, Boldy, Rossi, Faber, Gustafsson, like that is your core guys. He's hoping that those guys are, and Jonas Brodin, when he returns, because he's not there right now. He had a surgery, off-season surgery, so he'll miss the start of the year. But that's your core group. So what did he do? He added Tarasenko as a UFA and Nico Sturm, Tarasenko with Detroit. And Nico Sturm, UFA. But he's got a kid, Danila Yurov, who they drafted in 2022. He's coming over from the KHL. Maybe he will be the third line center. I'm not sure where that's going to fit. He's hoping that some of the younger piece can come in and give him support. But,
get Rossi done. I get it. We've seen this a million times.
Yeah, he's your second line center.
He's not, though, clearly. At least Guerin is trying to tell him that, and therefore he doesn't want to pay him. But I also don't get this. Like, to go back to our earlier favorites in the first half hour, mine being Puckpedia, like, just think about this for a second. The Wild currently have twice as much cap space available as Buffalo. They're almost $10 million.
Yes.
So, okay, get the Rossi deal done. But I get it. Like, there's two sides here, and maybe Rossi actually really, maybe their camp is kind of sour and it's like, you know what, maybe just trade us. That's fine. Anyway, it happens. We know that.
Yeah, and J.J. Pateka.
Right. But think about this for a second. And this ties in with a terrific discussion we had with Shayna Goldman on Monday when you were in quest of a title.
Yes.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well, everything.
From first steps to first dates. From all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Boys in Quest.
And again, like, we have quite literally never been able to sit here and talk in these exact terms because the cap has never escalated the way it's about to. But Minnesota, at this current point in time, has $44 million in cap space available for next year. They have $72 million available for the following season and $86 million. For the season after that. Shayna and I got on a tangent about, I'm on McDavid Island. I think Connor should set the market, take $20 million from the Oilers, and raise the bar.
Yeah.
She doesn't think that's going to happen. I think Kaprizov has to get $15 a year from Minnesota. They have had, and Kaprizov's an outlier because doesn't follow the traditional path into the NHL, but they have gotten so much out of 5 years of this guy at relatively a bargain deal, injury notwithstanding last year. I think Kaprizov should be married to Minnesota on a massive deal ASAP.
I think 15 is the number for me as well with Kirill Kaprizov. I was looking at AFP analytics and some of the projection. They have him over 14 million, but I still think that 15 million to me, to a player that, when healthy last year, was thought of as the MVP at the start of the year. That's how good he was with the Minnesota Wild. So you're thinking about, you know, MVP caliber. You have the Draisaitl and the MacKinnon and the McDavid and all these guys that should be considered. And Kaprizov, playing in Minnesota, is getting all the spotlights. And then he got injured, and I get it. But I think that 15 is the number. And the guys that they're losing on their payroll in a year from now, the Tarasenko, the Zuccarello, the Marcus Johansson, the Zach Bogosian, the Gustafsson probably will sign for more money. But listen, you have a ton of cap space. You're not going to give Zuccarello more. You're not going to re-sign Tarasenko. You're not going to re-sign Bogosian. That money's coming off, so you can have Boldy, Rossi, Kaprizov, Faber, all of those guys. Like, that's where you need to spend it. So I am with you on Kaprizov 15. I'm with you on, listen, Marco Rossi, probably a $7 million player, right? Like, J.J. Petrucco gets 7.7. I think Rossi's probably 7. Like, what's the hold up here? Like, unless the player doesn't want to take 7, but really, give him 7. That will leave you $3 million or so in cap space for this year. Plenty of room to maneuver late in the season.
I don't think they see him as a $7 million player. That's the issue here.
The problem with Rossi is last year, I believe he started on the top line with Kaprizov and Zuccarello, and it didn't work well. So they changed things around a little bit, and they moved Eriksson Ek in that position a little bit. So maybe they don't see him as a top line guy, but he's definitely a second line center. I mean, put him with Boldy and you know, I think this goes well. You know, Tarasenko is going to be there this year. Who knows what happens? But you can put Hartman up there. You could put Marcus Foligno up there. You could put anybody out there. I think that he is a second line center.
I don't understand Tarasenko.
No, me neither.
I again, And it's not at the direct expense of not signing Rossi. I realize it's August. There's tons of time, but I just don't think, I didn't think they needed to add another, like, especially with moving off of Freddie Gaudreau, who I thought was an incredibly serviceable player for this team. And I know they've made a bit of a, you know, bit of hay over the years, having pretty good third and fourth lines, you know, and especially when Ryan Hartman stays off the suspended list and actually
plays
his game to the most effective level. Like, man, he really impresses on the depth chart and makes it look so good. But Rossi and Kaprizov's got one more to go here at $9 million. This team, like you said, Danila Yurov is going to be an interesting watch.
Yes.
Zibuyim on the blue line is going to be an incredibly interesting watch.
Very. I can't wait to see him, because I remember talking a lot about him.
Well, we saw him, though, at the end of last year. Like, that's the thing. Yes. Like, he got thrown into it, and sure, there were challenging moments in the playoffs, but honestly,
he had him playing the first power play at one point.
Right. But real quick, because I don't want to run out of time on this.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, Fleury's gone. So the tandem might well be Gustafsson and Wallstat, which would have been the plan 2 years ago to get to this point. Or is Cal Peterson getting in the mix?
I don't see them starting the season with Cal Peterson, but if Jesper Wallstat does not perform to at least a level where they could say, we can work with this, mm-hmm. we can build gradually, give me a little bit in camp. October, we take a step up. November, we take a step up. We continue your progression. Then I think he's fine. But if September looks like last year, and then all of a sudden October, he gets a start or two, and it's not going well, and there's no progression, you have Cal Peterson. He's 30 years old now, Cal mm-hmm. Peterson. Sabres fans are going to say, oh, remember him, Notre Dame guy. We drafted mm-hmm. him. Didn't want to sign there. Went to L.A., whatever. Sign a $5 million a year deal for 3 years. Like, what the, like, but maybe Cal Peterson is their fallback.
Back after this on Sabres Live. Stay with us.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.